So the sun beat down on two friends as they listened to the Baptist talk. Out by the river, and they had been with him for a while, they too had heard his message about repenting, about turning, and going back to being in touch with God. And they had heard his message, and they had walked into the water, and they had been washed, and now they followed John around, kind of waiting for what's next. I mean, it was somebody who spoke with power, and the masses were coming out to be baptized by him, and what he said made sense, so it made sense for them to stay there. Because they always felt something was coming next. He didn't look like anybody else looked. That long hair, that camel's fur that's not comfortable at all, but only itchy if you've ever felt camel hair. This guy who eats bugs and honey, something about him kept them there. Because it seemed like he was someone worth following. But then John would say things like, I am not the Christ, and one is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. And these two men who had been following John kind of got nervous. If you're not the one I'm supposed to follow, then where am I supposed to be? Until the day when Jesus walked past and John goes, look, there is the Son of God, the Lamb of God who's come to take the sin away from the world. There he is. And when they finally heard him say that, it was time. They knew it was time. And so they turned and they followed Jesus. And I imagine it's like when you see somebody in the grocery store and you see them again the next aisle over. And then you see them again the next aisle over. And the fourth aisle over, you kind of think, hi. And then you see them the next aisle and you avoid eye contact and get something on the shelf as they go past. And then you kind of sneak past them the next aisle. When you keep seeing the same people, you feel like they're following you. And so Jesus turns around and says, what are you looking for? Now, I'm not entirely convinced these two disciples, these two followers of John, knew what they were looking for. I'm not convinced that they had an answer for that question. But they knew that something was calling them. Was calling them to turn their lives back to God, and so they were baptized in the water. Knew that there was something for them beyond what life was before the water. Knew that God was calling them into something new, and so all they could come up with was, teacher, where are you staying? Do you have the B&B down the road? Or do you VRBO it? And Jesus says, come and see. He didn't ask them into a deep theological conversation. And he wasn't about to show them signs and miracles to say, yes, I'm the Messiah that you're looking for. Good job, come follow. You're part of the elite now. He just invited them over to come and see. And I'm not sure why John doesn't give us details. Because it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they head over to Jesus' house. Where he was staying, it wasn't his house, where he was staying. And he must have had some really good snacks because they decided he was the Messiah. Like, what happened in that conversation? What did Jesus say? What did the disciples ask? Did they come up for what they were looking for? Did Jesus say, oh, I've got that, it's in my back pocket? How did that conversation unfold from that awkward kind of meeting in the aisle to, we have found the Messiah? I think we are posed that same question over and over again, or at least we should pose it to ourselves. What are you looking for? What is it that we're searching for in our life that would be enough to leave some of the other things behind? What are we looking for in our life that we'd be willing to walk into water and say, what I'm doing's not right and I need a new way? What are we looking for? When we have big decisions to make that are difficult to find a way through, or when we have relationships that are broken and we're not sure how to start piecing things back together, either with that person or walking away from that person. What are we looking for when we go to work every day? Is it just a paycheck? Is there something more? What are we looking for when we wake up without a planned day that ends up being planned for us, or it's gone so fast that we couldn't do anything we wanted to check off our list? What are you looking for as you sit in these blue chairs on a Sunday morning? What is it that your soul is hungering for? Sometimes it's a really tough question. And I think a lot of the times we don't have an answer either. But I think the invitation is the same. That Jesus says, come and see, to us too. But not just come and see, come see and stay a while. Come and see what Jesus has to tell us about what is meaningful in this life. Come and see what a life of peace and wholeness looks like. Come and see what building a relationship with God looks like. Better yet, what it feels like to stay in that kind of place. Come and see where there's meaning for your life and stay in that place for a while. Want a bigger picture? Come and see. You're looking for hope or for life or for peace or for some kind of direction? Come and see, but sit with it for a while, because our God is one that likes to take God's time. In our culture, sharing our faith is too often manipulative and offensive. Do you know where you're going at the end of your life? Are you choosing heaven or are you choosing hell? Jesus never sets up that kind of dichotomy. He never threatens. He only invites. Come and see what it's like to know God the Father. Come and see what it's like to walk with the Prince of Peace. Come and see what God has in store for you. It's like inviting people to come and see this movie with me. Have you read this book? It's amazing. Come and have this meal. I just made it. Or here, try this recipe. It's so much more of a, I have something that's great and I want you to see it or taste it or experience or know it yourself. Sharing our faith does not have to be scary. It's an invitation. And once we invite, it's up to the people that we've invited. It's up to what God's Spirit is doing in them that makes them go, what am I looking for? Yeah, I want to see that. And so here's my invitation that I can offer to you, that you can offer to others based on your own experience. I want you to meet my Messiah, the one that brought forgiveness where I didn't think I could ever forgive, that has rebuilt a relationship that I had that was strained because I always felt I was at fault for things, but that God has brought forgiveness out for the closest members of my family. I want you to come and see my Savior, the one who reminds me that this life has so much more with God in it, that reminds me that I am so much more than my failures and the things that I've screwed up on. I want you to meet my shepherd, who, when I am lost, reminds me that I belong to that shepherd, and that shepherd is never lost. And so if I'm sticking with that shepherd, that whatever I'm going through, I know that I've got a God who is guiding me through it. I want you to meet my Father, the one who loves me with all of my fails and all of my good things, the one who reminds me that I am worthy no matter what other people think of me, the friend that's always by my side. And I want you to know that that is the same God that invites you as well to this table, to this water. This same God embraces you. So come and see. Come see and stay a while with this God who loves us all. Amen. If you're able, I invite you to stand. We will join together.